Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
As you all know, the Dublin LGBTQ plus Pride Festival, a much-loved annual series of events celebrating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and life in Ireland. It's going to host the first digital Dublin Pride Festival with a fully interactive virtual Pride Parade and a Pride Concert. Joining me on the line is the CEO of Dublin LGBTQ plus Pride, Jed Dowling. Jed, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Keeping busy, getting ready for this digital festival.
Right. Obviously, though, with a background of disappointment, because the festival over the years has been building into one of the really big events across the country, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely there was disappointment. We had some huge changes that we were getting ready to introduce this year. We had spent about 6 months through all sorts of planning and negotiations and kind of bring it up to the next level. We had we're readjusting everything to take into the account that it is now at least the second biggest, if not kind of getting in there with the biggest festival in the country. But obviously we have to put all that on hold for a little while and readapt for this year and for the next few months anyway.
How disappointing. And when you say it there, when you say it's on it's online to be the biggest in the country, and coming from, you know, 1974, different country, different times, it's remarkable to see. But you've had to bite the bullet on it. You are able to go online with it though, are you?
Yeah, no, we are going online, and we're Pride, so we do things big and we do things different. So we're not kind of planning to have just a webinar or a Zoom thing. We're looking at a hybrid event. So anyone who saw our launch event last week will see there what we were able to do is we got the grounds of Dublin Castle. So they gave us the grounds. We were able to carry out a socially distanced event with four people and the Sam Maguire as the fifth man, as it were. So we were able to have an event that had a live setting that had people there together, 2 meters apart, but then was also broadcast live and had a mix of pre-record and people coming into it. So when it comes to the virtual parade, we'll be looking at that. It'll be a mixture of, there will be some live elements, but the same with the Pride concert. So we'll have that kind of, so we're reinventing how you run an event, but it's not like we haven't done that a few times before. We managed to go from 10 people to 100,000, so we can shift it back a gear and go to half a dozen people in the studio and 100,000 dialing in.
Right. It's a challenge to your creativity though, isn't it?
Yes, it requires a lot of thinking outside the box, but we have some great partners. We've got, you know, we've got a lot of people that are really getting involved in it and coming up with great ideas. So I think we definitely have something special. We've had a number of people already send their submissions into us. So we've had videos of people running past a doll carrying flags, or people making parades out of dolls in their house. We've had somebody bake a cake in rainbow colours. So there's a lot of
very
stuff
good.
Like that that'll be able to merge into it and give it a bit of colour and a bit of energy.
Great. So the festival dates are 18th to the 28th of June. There's loads of online events around that. But the big three are that weekend. It's the 27th and the 28th. And Saturday, June 27th, is going to be the Global Pride. That's 24-hour online Global Pride from around the world, is it?
Yep, that's it. So we're going to be starting off around New Zealand or so, and it'll travel as we come through time zones. So you're looking at, like, there are thousands of Pride organisations around the world. There's about 25 Prides in Ireland alone.
Wow.
We've only got a small population, so there's a huge number of people. So they'll all be participating, either performances, sending out messages, singing, dancing, everything like that. There'll be some high-profile international guests that will be part of it, performing and speaking as well. And it'll go by time zone and area. So by the time it gets to Ireland, it'll be kind of at a time when we're all up and awake and we'll be able to watch. And then you'll have within our time zone and kind of either side of it, because we kind of forget it's not just UK and Ireland. There's a whole chunk of Africa that fits into our time zone an hour either side. So we'll be there together. So you'll have that kind of, you'll see that complete distinction between countries like Ireland that lead the way internationally in LGBT rights. But at the same time, countries like a lot of parts of Africa where homosexuality is still illegal and people aren't able to have the same freedoms and put their life at risk just by carrying a pride flag down the street.
Okay. When you're describing it there, it is reminding me of Santa Claus on December the 24th in this house, where you're able to track the man getting into his sleigh as he travels around the world, which may say is very exciting. So that sounds the same. Then on the Sunday, there are two things. There's the virtual Pride Parade, which I think that sounds challenging to me now. And then there's also the Pride concert, that they're online concerts. They're getting better and better, the ones I've been watching. It'll be more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so for the online concert, we're going to set up an actual stage and we'll be able to have some live guests. So you might have a person come in, we'll do the whole clean the stage down when they go and switch to a pre-recorded or a transmitted live in. But we're trying to kind of keep it as close to the Pride concert that we've always had. So for the last year, we had our Pride concert in Merrion Square. 40,000 people passed through the site over the day, so it was like hugely popular. So we'll have that in the evening, and we've got there's such a huge selection of talents in Ireland, and what we're going with is all the people who have always been part of our Pride events. We're including all of them and people from across the country, so it's a mixture of musicians, live performers, drag artists, the whole lot. So and of course Eurovision Pride is, for some reason, we have this connection to Eurovision, so we always have to have a few of our former winners. So we'll have a few former winners and possible future winners on the concert as well.
I'm a firm believer in you can't have too much Eurovision. Absolutely not. Jed, it sounds like it's going to be great, and so many different ideas and still being generated. Yeah. Thanks very much for joining us today. Tell us all about that, Jed. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
It's Jed. They're the CEO of Dublin LGBTQ Plus, Jed Dowling.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.